Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as a new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, experiences, and who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have a new guest today, so please introduce yourself and to everyone who's listening.
Hi guys, my name is Megan Zaneski. I'm currently a senior at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. I'm studying sports management, so graduating here in May.
So now, what is your current position with Gopher Sports? And kind of give us a little bit more background on what you're studying in school too.
Yeah, for sure. So I am currently the lead marketing intern for Gopher Sports Marketing. So I've been with that organization for about a year and 10 months now. I started back in August of 2018 just as a general intern. So basically our main role is to manage our internship program. So we have about 25 to 30 different interns that we oversee. Me and two other co-lead interns are in charge of doing all of our scheduling, working kind of as that liaison with our full-time staff and then our internship group, planning different professional development series. So our last one was actually in February. We had our football director of ops come and speak to us, kind of share some insight into what he did or he does. And then we try to do something fun at the end of every huddle, we call them. So we played basketball at Williams Arena. But other than that, I've held a couple different roles with three different sports teams with them so far. So my first being men's gymnastics last year. And then I worked as the football in-game host assistant this past football season. And then me and then two other lead interns were working for women's basketball. So basically executing all of our in-game promotions, everything from game presentation to working with our sponsors. There's so many different things that I could think of, but not off the top of my head right now. But we do a lot of different prep work, just making sure the fans are having a good experience.
So it sounds like you kind of started with marketing at a lower position and really built your way up to where you are now. What did it take for you to do that? And what are some skills you've learned along the way?
Yeah, for sure. So I was, they assigned sports is how the internship program works. So I was assigned men's gymnastics, which is kind of a lower scale sport in terms of fans, revenue and budget. So that gave me a lot of really great opportunity to kind of grow. And it was basically my first job in sports at a Division I level. So I was kind of thrown into there. But I think that really helped me a lot just because I was able to be more hands-on with the team. We did all of the video board shooting, basically made the script for video board or video shoot day and media day and stuff like that, which a lot of other sports like men's basketball and football, you really can't have that creative side of things just because it's very it's very six in stone. It has to be a certain way. So I think the biggest thing that I learned on my way to this current role that I had was just, you really have to put yourself out there and you have to ask a lot of questions and just work really hard. I worked my butt off for them last year, I thought. I worked a lot of events, made my name kind of known, and basically did whatever I was asked and always checked in with every full-time staff that was in the office just to see if there was any different projects I could work on. And that really helped me kind of grow relationships with them and kind of show them what I could do. And that has really helped me into this role that I have with them right now.
That's awesome. And I think that's really important for a lot of people to know is that in order to make connections and get to know other people, like offering the help and just being there to help with a lot of people. So what is like a day-to-day, what is a day, a normal day for you in the Gopher Sports marketing office?
Yeah. So before everything happened, I was probably in the office about 15 hours a week, sometimes more, just depending on what we had going on. But I can kind of reflect back to football season, which was obviously a crazy time. So the week of the game, I would probably start, we had our Monday meetings at 10:45. So me and then the other lead interns and our full-time staff would gather in the conference room, kind of go over everything that they had for us. And then just going into the office, checking in with all the other interns that were working, making sure they had stuff to do and weren't just sitting around and bored, looking for different things for them to do and asking for their help. Other than that, if I was working with our in-game host that day, I would go into our football scripts and kind of look what was built out so far. Obviously, things take a little bit of time, especially, you know, working with different sponsors. So I would go in there probably Thursday or Friday before the game and work on making cue cards for her and making sure everything was spelled out and doing different Photoshop things, making our script for her and then our game day stuff as well. So that was a little bit of the office work, but thinking back to when we had our Penn State football game, that was...
I was just going to ask you about game day stuff. So tell me about game day stuff too.
Yeah, so that was kind of a crazy, like, 3 days period because we had Thanksgiving and then we had to come back for work on Fridays and we had our big rally towel giveaway. So me and then my other co-lead intern and then Mike Rusbicki and Mills Armbruster were really big on kind of making that happen. So basically me and my co-lead, Sam, distributed all the pom-poms throughout TCF Bank Stadium. And he was the brains of the operation. And I basically just helped drop and assisted him with whatever he needed. But he had a map of how many were supposed to go at each gate and then where everything was supposed to be and what needed, what football ops needed for, you know, recruits and different things like that and who needed what in suites. So we spent probably like 3 hours going around TCF just dropping boxes and making sure that they had everything they needed. And these boxes were really heavy. So the carts that we had to push, I definitely got
a
workout.
I know what carts you're talking about too.
Yeah, they're not very stable. But yeah, that was definitely, it was a really fun project, but I'm really glad to see it came to fruition on game day. And it was such a cool atmosphere for, you know, the players and the fans and everyone that was in the stadium. So that was really, really cool to see that kind of all come full circle. But otherwise on game day, I would probably get there, I want to say 4 or 5 hours in advance from kickoff. So basically going into our marketing closet, checking in with all the game day staff, and then my co-football lead intern, who was kind of the more production side of things, where I had that one task of working with our in-game host and bringing her and the camera person around. So just making sure we had our meeting, making sure all the interns knew what they were supposed to do. If they were working with me on a particular thing, I would kind of pull them aside and explain if they had questions or anything like that. And then before... trying to think, this was so long ago, we would have a few reads before kickoff started. So we would make sure, you know, she looked camera ready, I connected with my camera person, make sure he had a script, make sure I highlighted all my script. And then a big part of the role that I had with them was sitting in on our production meeting. So that happens about an hour and a half before kickoff. So we kind of go through with the camera people, all the Gopher Digital production team, just making sure everyone's on the same page as well as the producer. So that was really interesting and a really good learning opportunity for me to just sit in and kind of see a different side of sports, especially such a high scale event and how all of that works. But once kickoff started, we basically had to be prepared for every media timeout that there was. So me and Bobby was her name and the camera person, Tim, would basically run around TCF Bank Stadium and go to different spots where we had to execute the sponsorship reads. So I'm thinking back, one of our first one was Gopher Grub. So we would usually do that on the West Plaza, have our food item there. So working with different food vendors to make sure that we had the props that we needed and whatnot. So it was a whole lot of that. And we usually had about 10 to 12-ish reads per game. So we ended probably in the middle of the fourth quarter. So after that, I just kind of sat back, enjoyed the game and looked to see if the other interns needed any help with anything. So that was a little bit about that. Very hectic at times, but definitely worth it when you're done. You can kind of see full circle and watch your back and see, you know, what you did well, what you didn't do well, and what you could improve on.
And I know before I interrupted you, you mentioned the Penn State game. How crazy was it to be there and seeing everyone storm the field like that? Were you on the field when that happened too?
Yes, so I was on the field, and we were told a few days prior, actually, just make sure, you know, you're remaining professional. We don't want any interns going on the field if they're working and whatnot. So I was not able to storm the field, but that was probably good just because I feel like there was a lot of injuries. But I was on the field. It was very emotional for sure, just like being there and seeing I remember there was a play where he like knocked the ball out and everyone started screaming. It was so loud. It was one of the hardest games to work, just in terms of I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, wearing a headset, it's very important. You need to hear the producer in the booth, and then communicating with the host, who basically just has a microphone, and I was screaming at her basically just because it was so loud. But that was so awesome to experience, because TCF, I don't think, has ever been that loud ever. No. So
mm-mm.
Definitely a historic event. I'm super grateful that I was able to be there and see it happen. It was really crazy. After the field storming happened, a lot of logistics things in terms of like people getting hurt, and we were getting shoved to the side. We were in the tunnel. We really couldn't go anywhere just because the players were trying to get into the locker room, and we were on the side and fans were on the field. So there was really no way out. But it was really, really, it was awesome to see, you know, all the fans kind of love Gopher football in that moment and get to experience something so historic. So it was definitely super awesome to be a part of.
Yeah. So now I want to talk about, why did you decide to pursue a career in the sports industry? Like, where did that motivation to go into this field start for you?
Yeah, so I would say probably started when I was maybe in like sixth grade. I had grown up playing sports since fourth grade, volleyball, softball, basketball. It was basically all I did from, you know, school season to travel season. It was a huge part of my life. And I actually kind of had a different college journey. I started out at the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph, Minnesota. So I was there for about a year and a half. And I really thought that I wanted to do coaching. Like, I was very set on that.
What sports did you want to coach?
Volleyball and softball.
Okay.
So one of my mentors in high school was the assistant athletic director. And her and I were very close. She was my softball coach. She really taught me a lot about life and about different opportunities in sports, specifically in coaching. And she actually went to St. Ben's, so she knew a lot of people there, and I thought it would be a really great opportunity for me to kind of grow in that aspect. But it turns out I really was it St. Ben's really wasn't a great fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of took a step back, looked at the U of M. My brother had gone there, a lot of my friends have gone there, and I saw they had a sports management program. So I kind of dug a little deeper and, you know, thought what kind of jobs were there in sports. Looked at that research and then applied, got in, thankfully. And I've been here for about 2.5 years now. So that was kind of my first realization that I wanted to work in sports, was back then when I was playing sports, just because, you know, looking back at my athletic career, so many different coaches have given me so many different opportunities to grow in myself. And I was definitely more of a shy person back in when I was like 12 years old. And a lot of my coaches really pushed me out of my comfort zone and pushed me to like be more confident and be a better person. And I really want to use whatever I can and whatever sports area I land in to try to give back the way that those coaches gave back to me in whatever way that I can.
That's awesome. And I think we both have similar stories in the aspect where like getting pushed out of our comfort zone to do something different. So I really respect that about you and how, you know, you went somewhere else, but then you're like, this is what I really want to do. So you changed your path to do it. So now, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And do you have any goals in mind for the future?
Yeah. So looking back to your previous question, I actually grew up going to Vikings games at the Metrodome. My parents have been season ticket holders for as long as I can remember, and those are some of the most cherished memories I have with my family and my grandparents. So it's always been a dream of mine to work in the NFL in some capacity, and looking obviously more specific as I've had experience in the sports industry and different teams and whatnot, I would say that's still true. I definitely want to work in the NFL, either, you know, in partnerships, marketing, player operations. So that's definitely a huge goal of mine. It's obviously very difficult just because you have like a 1 in 32 chance because there's 32 different teams. So kind of just hoping that I can break into that league and just see what other opportunities are out there. So hopefully in 10 years I'm in a front office of an NFL team, but that's been a big goal of mine since I was 8 or 10 years old. So
what do you think of US Bank Stadium compared to the Metrodome?
Wow. The first time we went in there, it was shocking. Like, one of the biggest complaints I remember my dad having was how narrow the Metrodome walkway was. And when you were trying to leave a game, it was like, yeah, it's basically impossible. Like, you were sardines squished in there. Mm-hmm. Definitely not coronavirus approved right now. That would be a nightmare. No, but it's beautiful. Like, it's crazy. There's so many different suites and so many different food options, and you can just fit so many people in there, and it's really beautifully built with how they like let the natural sunlight in. So definitely a big upgrade for sure.
I remember I saw you work the Final Four too last year, and I remember like walking in to US Bank Stadium and like standing on the court, and they literally built their own like screen or like jumbotron thing at the end where the other one goes because it wasn't big enough. And I was just like standing in the middle of the court, like looking around. I'm like, wow, like this looks so big, so much bigger than the Metrodome was. And it is really a beautiful stadium.
Yeah. And I think that they're super versatile too. Like the Gophers played our US Bank Stadium classic baseball games there, and they can flip it into a wrestling tournament or flip it into basketball and then football. So there's only a lot of, and Monster Jam